Hey dude, hey! Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallaker, with Confident Fit Coaching, and I come on here to just riff and dump my brain and talk about all things that I know we all think about when it comes to our diet and workouts, but we are afraid that no one else can quite understand or quite agree with what it is that we're thinking. So I put it all here so you feel less alone and so you can kind of process through it. But I wanted to read off this post that I had written just because when I write posts, I like always read through it. And the way that I read through it is always a lot different than I think some people read it. And that's because when we go through and we consume content or reread through things, we read through it from our own perspective. So it can bring up things that only we understand, or it can bring up things that we've gone through, and the perspective can be a little different just because we're reading it from our point of view and not from the person who is sharing it. So I just wanted to do that. The next couple of podcasts are going to be just quick little riffs on that or quick little readings of that. And then it'll kind of be shorter ones like that moving forward as well when I've got other ones I want to share. But this is going to be our first one. So here it is. You did all the self-love work, found the love for your body, and you think and know it's a beautiful and amazing thing. But you never expected anyone else to believe the same thing. You didn't do all this work for that guy you've been crushing on to one day finally see your true authentic beauty. You didn't do it to finally measure up to everybody else at the gym and finally be accepted. And you didn't do it so you would stop getting comments from your friends and coworkers and family, all coming from a healthy place, but slowly digging at your confidence. You did it because you were tired of all the negative voices tearing you apart when you were alone. You did it because you were tired of not knowing the person that you were spending the most time with ever in your entire life. And that's yourself. You were tired of looking in the mirror every single day and wishing for a redo. You were tired of seeing all the ads for 15 pounds of weight loss fat fast, finding another magic pill that is going to get you the body and life and dream that you always wanted, knowing that they don't work, but being so frustrated and at a loss that it does seem like the only option. You did it for you and no one else. And as you did the work, you finally were fine if nobody else saw it. You actually liked it that way because you were safe. You were in your space, your comfort zone, and you were able to be yourself without any of the barriers or mufflers or soundboards or anything. You were just you. And that confidence started to spread everywhere else. And that's when people started noticing. Even though the number on the scale didn't move, even though your clothes still fit the same, maybe a little looser, but still the same, even though nothing else in your life had changed other than you and your barriers and your confidence, everyone else noticed. And that is when everything you ever wanted to happen, ever wished to happen, and at times only dreamed could happen in the next lifetime you got, came easily and naturally. And now it's on to the next biggest and hardest self-work you ever will do. And that is accepting and allowing others to see how beautiful you are as well. Not letting those negative voices and self-conscious and body shaming or whatever else you had finally gotten away from start crawling back, but actually believing that they see and love everything great about you just as much as you do. You've got this, girl. And if you're ready to break through those negative voices, those dysphoric views in the mirror, this morphic views in the mirror, those emotions of food, and all those other negative mentalities with fitness, I want to help you achieve this. Because this, what I just shared, has been a big and humbling result of years of self-evaluation and consistent work on deciding that my life was worth living to the fullest, the way I wanted it to. But I don't want it to take as long for you. And you can drastically change it in as little as 30 days. And I have options. Whether it's self-study courses, which I don't have up right now, private work for a year. I just changed that up, or I am going to be opening up a mastermind for 6 months where you, me, and five other women it's going to be like 6 to 8 women in the group. But yeah, go through 6 months and then have a VIP retreat at the end where we all just come together and connect and put everything that we've done like to actual practice, which is going to be fantastic. But this is the end of the post. So message me if this sounds like your current reality or a space you are so ready to get to, because you are way more than enough to start living this reality now. So when you're done with your diet, you're ready to ditch the scale and actually believe and live out the balance you so desperately crave in your life, come find me. Because your life will change drastically in every area once we create that healthy and balanced base for you to build your empire off of. That's all I got to say for today. I hope you have a fantastic one. And stay tuned. We've got more fun things coming on the Brain Dump Diaries podcast and all the other social media. So until then, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.